Real estate agents across the country are seeing a sharp increase in demand for homes as well as high prices during the pandemic. And they say there are several reasons. News Nation correspondent Brian Enten joins us live from Miami with more on this real estate boom, Brian.
Yeah, Nicole, you know, it really comes down to supply and demand. There's not a lot of supply right now, and there's so much demand. And new construction homes like the one behind me are a big part of the equation and also part of the problem because many builders don't have the supplies they need right now to keep up with the demand. Across America, the housing market is hot.
In 16 years that I've been a broker, this is by far the most exciting market we've seen.
From Missouri.
We've never really seen anything like this before.
To Virginia.
It's an emotional roller coaster.
To Vegas. And almost everywhere in between, houses are selling fast. Really, really fast.
So competitive that sellers can price their home above market value and still get a full price offer from buyers just because of supply and demand.
According to Zillow, the typical U.S. home is sold within 13 days. In Kansas City, Missouri, houses are selling in just 3 days. Same thing in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And in Charlotte, North Carolina, Denver, Colorado, and Austin, Texas, houses are selling 4 days after they go on the market. Chris Glynn, an analyst with Zillow, says there are three main reasons why.
The first is a huge wave of millennials that are aging into the peak ages of home ownership. The second is historically low interest rates that are pulling buyers in. And the third is what we call the great reshuffling, which is homeowners and households reevaluating their housing needs in light of COVID-19. And perhaps moving to homes that better meet their needs.
Inventory is historically low, driving prices up and making the problem more complex. New construction homes and condos are not being built fast enough. South Florida developer and real estate broker Rich Kasser took us to see one of his projects.
So this building is a six-story parking garage with just over 200 units spread around the parking structure.
200 units planned, but right now it's just an empty field.
Is it frustrating that this is all empty?
Yeah, I'd love to build this building and I'd love to see it come to life and come to fruition.
Supply shortages are causing construction delays here and at home sites around the country. Lumber is harder to find and the price has more than doubled.
We're experiencing a lot of material shortages and a lot of cost overruns because of those material shortages and labor shortages on this project.
Finishing materials and bathroom and kitchen appliances are also on back order because of the pandemic, according to the National Association of Home Builders. Dozens of cargo ships are bottlenecked off Los Angeles. Asian factories can't send product fast enough, and it's overwhelming ports of entry. New home sites that look almost finished from the outside are missing key components on the inside.
A lot of these homes, you know, they're under construction, so it looks like there's a lot going on. But when you look inside, there's just delays on getting refrigerators, getting appliances, getting windows, getting doors, getting, you know, roof tiles.
So if these homes were finished, could you sell them?
Yeah.
Like right now?
Yeah.
Like every single one?
Yeah. Yeah, these were finished, this would be completely full, all full and closed.
And there's another factor contributing to the housing market craziness, the foreclosure and evictions moratorium put in place because of the pandemic. Homeowners with federally backed mortgages can't be foreclosed on, so that entire chunk of the market is now not available.
So we're seeing a lot of prices just go up and up and up, and usually the REOs, the foreclosures, the short sales, the auctions, the bank-owned properties would help to just kind of keep prices a little bit lower, and we're just not seeing that.
And the trickle-down effect is also impacting the market. For example, you've got families waiting to get into new construction homes like the one behind me, but their closing dates have been delayed, so they are also delaying putting their current homes on the market. Live in Miami, Brian Enten, News Nation.